Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
One of the things I wanted to stress to you guys, and I'm not exactly sure how to say it this morning, but when you're donating to Burt's Big Adventure, you've given anything over the years, I want you to know that these families are so deeply appreciative of everything that you guys have done for them, and they'll tell you in their own words also, but I felt it so much last night when it was the first time that I got to meet the families. I wish that you guys could hear all of the thank yous and all of the appreciation. I mean, we get that because we're in front of them, but I really want to pass that on to you that every dollar that you have given to us that we have passed on to Burt's Big Adventure is deeply appreciated by these families.
The gratitude is undeniable. And none, again, we can't say it enough. None of this would be possible without you guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, from day number one, you guys have lifted up Burt's Big Adventure and made it into this thing that's been around all these years. So
that's why
our
listeners are the best.
Yup. All right, success stories. I love these this year. We decided, you know what? Let's talk to some families from past years that things have gone really great for since they've been on Burt's Big Adventure. So we brought Isaac back and his mom Brianna and Brantley and Cordis and Owen are all here. Hey guys, how you guys doing?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
All right, so you guys were on the trip in 2024. Tell us about all the good stuff and do not be humble.
Oh gosh, we it's hard to know where to start. We went to Burt's Big Adventure when Isaac was just at the sickest he's ever been. It's a miracle we made it on the trip and did not spend the trip in the hospital. But
how close was that? I don't think I realized that at the time. Like,
yeah,
you guys were sort of a family that was like teetering, like, should we go? Should we not? I don't know that we shared that at the time.
I think I saved our application till the very last minute because he was so sick. And I'm like, surely, you know, we can't.
I remember vividly waiting for the monorail at the Contemporary Hotel and just the look on your face and like him, and we were like, we need to get them back to the hotel
ASAP.
Yeah,
so with his heart failure, he would throw up a lot. And that made it hard. And that was the night of the dance party. He had been going the whole day. And going back to the Polynesian every night, our room was like a hospital room. And we like redid him for the next day. But we had just been listed for a heart transplant right before we went to Disney. And they had told us, you know, a year and a half, 2 years. And we had talked on the trip about how awesome it would be if we came home from Disney and by some miracle we got our call. And 18 days after we got home from Disney, what did we get, Isaac? What did we get?
I know one thing you didn't get is a pair of shoes.
I know.
I love the way this kid rolls without shoes, man.
Can you tell him what we got or do I have to say it? Me. Well, we got his call for his heart transplant. And 18 days after Disney, we had only waited 100 days.
Yeah, hold on for 1 second here. Let's not roll through that for just a second, right?
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. And I really want to know the emotions that are associated with something like that. Because are you reluctant at first, like you're hopeful, but also there's got to be a part of you that is like preparing for the worst, and then that call comes in? And tell us about that.
Well, I think it's... you know, when you get listed and you get the official letter from UNOS that you are on the list, like, you're always like, okay, we need to plan, we need to prep, we need to have, you know, pack out bags and everything else in case we do get that phone call. And
because you got to be ready to go, like, right then?
Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, they were, when they called us on the, it was March 15th of 2024.
Those are days you never forget.
Yeah, and we're coming up on his second anniversary for the transplant. At 3:30 in the morning, her phone called, or no, she got a phone call. And, of course, I wake up because it's 3:30 in the morning, and I'm at the age now where no good phone calls come after midnight. So I'm like, of course, it wakes me up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, who passed?
Yeah.
Is her mom okay, everything else? And then I hear her say, we have one, and I immediately knew. And, of course, I jump up. Quick side story, I had been out of surgery for just 12 hours. I ruptured my bicep tendon and had surgery literally 12 hours before he got his phone call.
Wow. So any hospital pictures you see of dad, he's got his arm
in. Yeah, I'm in a sling. So we jump up, and of course, first thing I think is, we are not ready. We don't have clothes packed. We don't have nothing.
But
so
luckily, we had our Disney suitcases still.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but it is, you're so nervous it's not going to work, because obviously nothing up until transplant has worked. But he has had the best 2 years ever. He's. Can you tell him what you're doing now?
What are you doing now, Isaac? What have you been up to, buddy?
Can you say it? He is so shy.
It's okay. It's okay.
He is doing karate.
Nice.
He enjoyed our Disney trip so much that he chose a Disney cruise for his Make-A-Wish.
All right.
Love
okay.
That.
And as you were talking about saying thank you to the listeners, and after his transplant, y'all fed us. You kept the boys entertained at the hospital. I mean, there were constant deliveries, constant Uber Eats cards, like... I want to personally say thank you for taking care of us at such a time where he's all we can think about.
That's something people need to know about the Fairy Godmother program.
That's a good place to talk about it right now. And again, when I think the word family is thrown around a lot when it comes to business, because I think it's a branded word that makes you want to feel like you're part of something. But this truly is a family. I mean, when you say, if you have a family member outside of Burt's Big Adventure, if we're not even talking about our trip, that's in the hospital, what do? You go to the hospital, mm-hmm. and you make sure that they have some food there and you can crush some time with them, right? That's what our fairy godparent program is also, is that we've got kids that are in that hospital room for weeks, if not months at a time. Mm-hmm. So anytime one of our kids from any past trip, I mean, you are part of our family, goes to the hospital, we've got fairy godparents that go and visit and, like you said, give you Uber Eats cards, deliver food, hang out, and maybe even if you guys just need to bail for a couple of minutes and go home, that's what our fairy godparents are for at the hospital.
Everybody was amazing.
The cruise was one of my favorites.
What's that?
The cruise was one of my favorites.
Yeah? Okay.
We just went at Christmas, so they're all still...
And I feel it's so fitting because, of course, Burt's Big Adventure, we always wear our matching shirts, so it's easy for us to find each other in the parks. And we're all wearing our red shirts today.
Yes.
And I remember when you guys got the call and Isaac was going in for his heart transplant, we all banded together and everybody wore a red shirt just to send, like, healing vibes, good vibes, that the surgery would be successful, his body would accept his new heart. And I'll never forget that after photo you sent to us. Mm-hmm. He looks like a different kid.
He is truly, totally different.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
In the best way.
Yeah. I mean, it just like the color was back to his face again. And I'm just like, oh, this is it's the greatest gift that you could ever receive. And it was so awesome to see him get that gift.
Yes. Organ donation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, to you guys that have been donating to Burt's Big Adventure and our fairy godparent program, thank you. I mean, you hear
absolutely.
It right here. The difference that it can make. So thanks for being here and sharing with you guys.
So much,
really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, now, Isaac, get back on that bouncy house.
Get in there.
He's like, my shoes are off. I'm ready to get back in the bouncy house. I got a new heart, and I got to work it out.
All right, coming up in a couple of seconds here, we're going to introduce you to Gunner. You talk about the definition of special. He's special because he's the only kid in the entire world to have the condition that he has. We'll talk to Gunner and his family next. Burt's Big Adventure 2026 on Q99.7.
The Burt Show.
Do not underestimate kids that are in wheelchairs. Do not judge them. We are going to prove to you here in a couple of seconds. Wheelchair, not a big deal. Gunner's going to tell you all about it here in just a couple of seconds. We got to remind you over and over and over today. I'll be just 100% with you guys. I'm a little bit nervous about donations, you know, because we're not doing the Burt Show anymore. So we can't be in your face every single day while you're coming in to work talking about Burt's Big Adventure and money and helping out. So we're hitting the little give a little bit harder this year than we normally do, because Burt's Big Adventure is going to go on if I'm on the radio or not. And it just gets a little bit tougher to try to create funds when I can't be in your face every single morning. So we're really hoping you help us out again this year with the little gift.
And Zaxby's is matching your donation. So if you want to donate $5, it just turned into 10. If you want to donate 20, it just turned into 40. All you have to do is text the word BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155, or you can donate online at bertsbigadventure.org. But trust, we will spend your money, and sometimes not wisely, because I love to buy a souvenir.
That is the truth. We have been telling you guys for years, and I got this wrong the first couple of Burt's Big Adventures, that when I would see a Burt's Big Adventure kid in a wheelchair, I felt like it was like, oh, man, that's got to be very restricting. And the truth of the matter is they're not restricting. In a lot of cases, it's freedom. And I got that wrong for a lot of years. And I think when you underestimate kids that are in wheelchairs, you're absolutely getting it wrong. And I think we're going to prove that to you right here with Gunner, okay? How are you guys doing today?
Good.
We're good.
Good. We got Gunner here. We got Nicole here. We got Dad Gary. We got Gavin here also. So tell us a little bit about Gunner and what makes him so special, because he's the only one in the world with what he has. Please tell.
Yes. So Gunner is very unique. So genetically at the moment, and still 10 years from his birth, he's the only person with his genetic makeup. And so when he was, before actually he was even born, we did a bunch of testing and they told us, hey, this is what's going on with your baby. And then as he turned almost 6 months old, they're like, you know what? We don't really know any other kids or babies like Gunner, so we're just gonna kind of see how he does his own thing, and you know, we're just gonna let him make his own way.
So I think as a parent, I know if I got that info, I would feel really alone, really lost, because you don't have anybody else to reach out to. There's no protocols. How did you handle the mentally that part of the whole thing? Like, this is my kid's the only one with this.
It was definitely overwhelming in the beginning because, you know, when you find out you're having a baby, you're like, oh my gosh, this is lovely. And then when you find out there might be something wrong, you're in a whole different mindset. And then also when you find out that your baby or kid is the only one like this, you kind of feel a little bit alone, but you look for other friends or parents or individuals that have kids that are kind of similar, and you kind of learn from them. Even though we can't say that's specifically what Gunner's going to experience, we can kind of say, okay, maybe that will be kind of what we can see.
Who have you been able to lean on throughout this?
So we have wonderful family and so many great friends that have just stepped up and done all the things for us. Gunner's had a lot of hospitalizations over the years, and so it's nice to have a really great community of friends and family. And also I've met some medical moms through the years that have just, you know, been wonderful people to help.
So because he's the only one, is there a label? I mean, what when people say, what's up with Gunner, what do you say?
So typically I just say that he has a rare form of dwarfism, so he's just going to be a little bit lit, a little bit smaller than everybody else. Obviously, we can get scientific and all that, but typically that's what I say, and people are like, oh, okay, that's cool. That makes sense. And then we just kind of go on.
And what's been some of the reasons for the hospitalizations?
So when he was first born and he was in the NICU for 2 months, he came home on all-time oxygen. He also had a feeding tube, and he was in like a harness for his hips. And so just those three things were, you know, they required weekly appointments, if not, you know, every other week. He also has had a few sicknesses that have put him in the hospital just with his chronic lung disease. You just kind of, you know, cold and flu season is not great for anybody with a special needs child. Yeah. So typically that's where our hospitalizations had come from. Or he's even had a couple surgeries recently, too.
All right, Gunner, enough talk about hospitals. Can we talk about Disney, sir?
Yeah.
All right, Gunner, what are you most looking forward to at Disney?
The rides.
The rides.
Let's get on them.
All right, have you been doing any research at all? Do you have any rides picked out that you definitely want to try to get on?
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, the good thing you're going with us, because, you know, we've gone on a ride or two in our years doing Burt's Big Adventure. So yeah. I think we will not lead you astray, sir.
Yeah, I have retired from that part of Burt's Big Adventure as well. But I will definitely point you in the right direction.
Okay. Are there any souvenirs you would like to get while you're there?
I don't really know yet.
No? Okay, he's going to see how it goes.
I like that.
He's kind of a flow guy.
Instead of you picking the souvenir, you're going to let the souvenir pick you. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
I like that.
One of the things I wanted to stress with Gunner here, again, when you see a wheelchair, don't make judgments. Because when we were hanging out yesterday, you want to tell them about all the snowmobile trophies that you seem to be winning these days?
Yeah, I win a lot.
I don't doubt it.
How many are we talking about here?
Like 30.
30.
30 snowmobile trophies? How did you get into that?
We just found it one day.
You just found it one day.
Dude lives in Ohio with all that snow. You got to do something with it.
Oh, very, very true.
Yeah, he's a very, very, very active kid.
You love being outside, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, tell us about this place that you guys love to go, Silver Sands Resort.
Silver Lake.
Silver Lake. Yep. Yeah, what's that all about?
So it's Silver Lake Sand Dunes, and we live a few hours from there. It's up in Michigan. It's our favorite place to go. And it's just like a huge sandbox, and we can take our Jeep out there, and we can drive around, and the kids can play, and there's water, and it's just like such a fun outdoorsy place to be, and Gunner can just be Gunner, and he's not restricted to being in his chair, and he's not restricted in his walker. We can just drive him and put him wherever he wants to be in the sand.
So last night I went online to check this place out, and I will be going. It's awesome.
It's very cool.
Kristen, think of these, like, how big are those sand dunes? Because at least online, it looks like they're 20 or 30 feet high.
No, oh. They're like 400 feet.
400 yeah. feet?
The one big hill when you first get into the park.
You are yeah. way off.
I didn't even know 400 feet sand dunes existed.
Yeah,
normally people go bigger, like when they're like, but you went the complete opposite.
40 feet is still big. 400.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going.
Okay. Can you, like, surf down them or sled down them?
Some people do try to ride sleds and things down them. It's pretty difficult from what I've experienced. So.
Got it.
It looks absolutely crazy, but we understand that you guys go there and you've had a great time, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We love going to Michigan. That's our getaway for sure.
All right. So let's make sure that the good times keep rolling here over at Silver Lake Sand Dunes. We want to introduce you. Kristen, you want to take this? Because I don't want to butcher the last name.
Matt Trangooch, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Hey. Matt Trangooch from Third Eye Creative Productions, who is a partner of Burt's Big Adventure. They help us out year in and year out. And they heard about Gunner and his love for the outdoors, and they have something special for you, Gunner.
Yeah, absolutely. So I checked out Silver Lake Sand Dunes as well. Looks pretty cool. So if you guys are cool with it, we're going to send you there for 3 days, all adventures included. And we also heard that you like the YouTube outdoors adventure stuff, right? So we figured to add on top of it, we're going to do a full filming crew to do a full outdoors adventure where you're the star, you're the host of the show. We're going to throw you some GoPro gear as well to do during the entire thing. And then we also have one of the YouTube stars, a guy named John's from Outdoors. I think it's Woods Outdoors.
Woods Bound.
Woods Bound Outdoors. Uh-huh. And he made us a video that we're going to play you real quick.
From Woods Bound Outdoors. I heard you enjoy watching my YouTube videos. So, first of all, I want to thank you for watching them. I have a lot more adventures to come. I also heard that you have an adventure coming up of your own at Silver Lake Sand Dunes, and that you're going to be filming your own YouTube video. That sounds awesome. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'll be watching it, and I hope you have a great time at Disney. I also wanted to let you know I'm here for you anytime you need help with your YouTube content. If you want to email me, Zoom, or FaceTime, if you have any questions, you can email me anytime you want. I'll share with you any tips and advice, pretty much everything I've learned about YouTube over the past several years. I'm still learning, but I'll teach you everything I know. I'm out here on this beautiful day today. It's a nice little warm-up from all the cold weather we've been having this year. I'm loving it. I'm looking forward to spring. So I'll see you soon, buddy, and I'm looking forward to that video.
So I went online to check this dude out last night. This is the guy I've always wanted to be, but there's no chance. I'm way too soft. This guy takes like a refrigerator box and makes a little house out of it and goes in the middle of nowhere in like snowstorms and teaches you how to live. He like makes
a survivalist?
Like a survivalist, yeah.
Absolutely not.
In cardboard boxes. He's awesome.
He's pretty cool. He's pretty cool. And he's going to help us out make that video. So you guys will be there for 3 days, 2 nights, all ventures included. There's also a dinner at, I think it's called the Lighthouse, Chicken Sack, something like that. Yeah. And we're going to send a crew with you. So we're excited to do this and happy to be a part of it.
Gunner, you want to become a YouTube star, man?
Oh, dude, you've got the goods.
Yeah, you
do. For sure you got the goods, man. So we're going to set you up, and you guys have a great time up there, man, on the 400-foot sand dunes, which I still think are about 40 feet. All right? Thanks, you guys. Welcome to Burt's Big Adventure.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, coming up in a couple of seconds here, we've got ourselves an 11-year-old artist in the house. In fact, Aiden's dad's so impressed with his son's art, he's having it tattooed on his body.
Love it.
Burt's Big Adventure 2026 continues on Q99.7.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Look, it wouldn't be a Burt's Big Adventure if there wasn't some Burt buffoonery, which happened in the lobby of our hotel last night when I almost injured Kristen accidentally so badly that she would have been hobbling around Disney for the next 5 days. I am an idiot.
Yeah, you are. I love me some Burt buffoonery, but not when it's at the cost of me.
So we're walking in the lobby, and Kristen is about, I don't know, 5-6 feet in front of me, and she's got her rolling suitcase, and I've got my rolling suitcase. So my idea, as I've been watching the Olympics the last week, was to curl, you know, like those Olympic curlers, curl my suitcase right into Kristen's suitcase and have it, in a hilarious way, somehow, some way, escape from Kristen, and we will all have laughter. It didn't curl into the suitcase. It curled right into the back of her legs and her ankles.
He literally almost took me out in the hotel lobby last night. And I'm like, you do realize that we're about to do 4 nonstop days of walking at Disney. You tried to take me out.
Can I tell you that it woke me up in the middle of the night? Like, I'm like, if she can't walk around for the next 4 days, my buffoonery really has gone next level.
Yeah, so Aiden, what I wanted to do was text him, like, last night and be like, I'm sorry, I have to go to the ER. Like, you screwed up my ankle. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go on the trip. But I could tell by his face that he felt really bad. So I let it slide.
I was panicked.
You should have been. You about took me out with your suitcase.
Hey, another reminder, we really need your help with some donations. Here's what we're looking for, kind of last minute. Things that we can buy in the park for these guys, but they're expensive. I rattled off the list earlier of how much it costs for like a pretzel in Disney World. It's like $15. So the Little Give would really help us this weekend.
So, yeah, we're doing the Little Give, and every dollar amount you donate, Zaxby's is going to match it. So if you text BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155, you can donate that way, or you can go to bertsbigadventure.org. But trust, that money will come in handy for this trip.
So we're going to introduce you guys to Aiden and his family right now. Brandy is the mom, then you got Austin, who's the dad, then you got the old brother, AJ, also. And earlier this morning, I was kind of channeling Austin this morning when I said, I wish you guys could feel the appreciation from these families that we get to feel because they're right in front of us. And Austin, I was really like channeling you because you were so sincere last night. And at some point or another, I'm like, stop thanking me. We've just started the trip, you know?
Yeah, it was well deserved. We really do appreciate everything you guys do for the kids, our kids, and everybody before and after our son. You know, it's a great experience for them.
And he'll be talking about it forever. So.
And we haven't done anything yet. We gave you Zaxby's and Haagen-Dazs.
He's already got a bunch of favorites here. So.
Oh, is that right?
It hasn't even started, but it's already a bunch of memories already.
Oh, great.
So very awesome.
This family, you can tell, is just going to be pouring out the gratitude because I was able to play when we told the families they were accepted to Burt's Big Adventure the past couple weeks on Q99.7. And so, Aiden, we actually played the call to your mom yesterday on air of her finding out you were going on Burt's Big Adventure. And the first thing was, Brandy, you were like, so we've already done our research on the organization. Right. And she was like, from the first phone call letting them know that they were going to be a part of Burt's Big Adventure, she was like, thank you so much for everything you do for all the families.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
All the kids and, you know, with Aiden that has Duchesne's and, you know, because this is something that runs in your family and you're right. Like, you understand what it's like because you have people in your life that have special needs and that you were just already pouring out the love for Burt's Big Adventure in that very first phone call when we told you you guys were coming with us.
Yeah, organizations like this are dear to our hearts because I have two nephews and some cousins that have already passed, so it's really special.
I feel like we are getting a reoccurring theme now. Like, you do your homework.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you do your homework on Burt's Big Adventure, and you also did your homework on Duchesne muscular dystrophy, which sort of, I think, prepped you more, maybe, than your husband?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A lot.
It's just been in my family for such a long time that it's kind of normal for me, but for him, it's all new.
And you struggled a little bit with this diagnosis, yeah?
Yeah, because my family, I've never had really any issues. My grandmother had breast cancer growing up, but that was like the biggest struggle we had. And she just passed away last year, so she lived a long life with it. So we didn't really have a lot of struggles in the family. But with him, I just take it one day at a time, and just whatever he wants, I just pretty much give. That's the only way I know how to deal with it, you know?
Right?
So I just, and whatever my wife tells me about it is what I've learned, you know, and so we just go day by day and just hope for the best.
And Aiden, I think you have great advice for kids out there who, you know, have special needs. When anybody asks you about, like, your condition, I think you have a beautiful response, and that's everybody's born different. When did you like, realize that, and what made you decide to start sharing that?
That's something that I've always told him.
Is that something? So you got it from your mama. You're a smart man to listen to your mama, sir.
Yeah, I think she demands that.
You'll never go wrong if you listen to your mama.
Right.
Aiden, you and I got into a conversation yesterday about the art that you do. Your dad's so impressed with your art that he's going to get a tattoo of it. Tell us about the art and tell them about the picture you showed me, because it seemed like the entire living room is your artwork.
Tell him
he's being shy. It's okay.
That's all right. That's how artists are.
Well, just so you know, your family sent photos of your artwork, and we've been able to check out some of your artwork, and you are very talented, sir. Now, is there something, do you prefer to work in paint or watercolor or, like, colored pencil? Like, is there...
Colored pencil?
Oh. That's your preferred method? You do fantastic artwork.
Have you ever had your art posted anywhere, at school or a display anywhere? Nowhere. Okay.
Well, we did put it online. You know, we've had so many paintings, and I filled up a whole wall in the living room.
Yeah.
So we decided to put it on Facebook that he would trade his paintings for more art supplies. So it was just funneling in left and right. So I was shipping out artwork as fast as the new stuff was coming in, you know.
Yeah.
So we've stocked up so much art stuff, you know. So he just loves to color and loves to draw.
Okay.
That's just his thing, you know.
All right. So let's take the paintings and all that artwork off of the walls, right, and give you another place to put them for a night. All right? I want to introduce you right now to Natalie Johnson. She's the Chief Communications Officer at High Museum of Art. One of the most premier museums in America is in Atlanta. And this is Natalie.
Hi, Burt.
Hi.
Kristen.
Hello.
Hi, Aiden and family. This is such a special story, and yeah, we're really excited. The High Museum of Art is a giant institution, not just in the South and in Atlanta, but it's nationally and internationally renowned. We have works on our walls from Georgia O'Keeffe, Jean-Michel Basquiat. We also have a Monet. So, I mean, just talk about the superstars in there. So when Bert and Kristen told us about your works and all the different mediums that you work in and how you love to display your work in your room, and I had a suspicion, I have some kids myself, I had a suspicion it's not just your room, it's probably every wall in the entire house. We had to get in on the story. The High Museum was absolutely interested, and we really wanted the world to see. So what I wanted to share with you today is that we are going to be doing a special installation of your work in the High Museum of Art in Atlanta.
Wow. That's awesome. That's exciting. What exactly does that mean?
It means we are going to have it displayed on the walls alongside all of these legends, but also that we're going to have a special art opening. So it's a real artsy thing. And we're going to have drinks and food, and you're going to bring 50 of your friends and family, a beautiful party to kind of toast your work, but also to see it in the walls of the museum.
How cool is that?
Gosh, your artwork is going up in a museum.
Your artwork is going up next to Monet.
He might not be saying much now, but when he gets away from here, he's going to be telling us all about it.
So here's the cool part. Like, basically, you're having a showing at the High Museum of Art, one of the most premier museums in the world, and you can bring as many family and friends as you want for that opening, and we're going to sneak in there.
Yeah.
We're crashing it.
Even if you don't give us an invite, we'll find a way in.
Right? And that's going to be your artwork in that museum for the night.
That's awesome.
It's going to be fantastic.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
That is
so
amazing.
You better rest up, have a good time in Florida, because we got an art show to plan.
That's right. Okay.
Get started.
He's on it.
Thank you, guys.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be so cool, dude.
Thank
it's
you
gonna
so
be
much.
So awesome.
Thank you to High Museum. What?
Yes.
Thank you guys.
This is going to be like, this is a once in a lifetime experience for Aiden and his family and for us. So thank you so much for donating the space and donating the time. And it's going to be a beautiful night thanks to the High Museum. So thank you.
Your own show at the High Museum, dude.
Oh,
that's one of the biggest we've ever done.
We've never done it. We've never had an art opening.
No, we have not.
You're the first, Aiden. You're the first art opening for Bert's Big Adventure, dude.
Pretty cool. All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to catch up with some incredible Bert's Big Adventure alumni to see where life has taken them. One of our 2007 Bert's Big Adventure kids, Jennifer, just closed on her first home. That can't be. In my mind, she's still 9. Why are they giving homes to 9-year-olds? It's Bert's Big Adventure, Q99.7.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.